you know, talk, they are at least determined to take a run at signing him. I could see that being a very big ask because Tuck is a really good player and the cap is going up and we're seeing a lot of these asks going up. I still think they're determined to sign him.
Hopefully Elliot Friedman right there is speaking of the Sabres. I'm sure he is. What Alex Tuck might be worth now. Certainty with the cap and a new CBA too. Like it's weird for hockey to be so locked in here, but you kind of, there is some certainty.
Am I being overly nervous if the way that that's phrased, the way that that's worded, sort of shook me a little this morning, at least trying to take a run at it? Yeah. I don't know. That just worried me. I don't know. I didn't like how that sounded.
I can live with it. I mean, I like him maybe as much as you do, but the best case scenario for that is years of misery.
At the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like if they feel like they need to spend up for him at his age, it's Oposo. Maybe he lasts more than a month, unlike Oposo, like being actually valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But that was 7 years of, we have to play this guy because we're paying him this and he's bad. I mean, just what a disaster. So I'm not making any assumptions about Tuck other than by the end of his contract, he won't be, you know, worth it.
If it's an 8-year deal, which,
probably by the midpoint.
Right.
He's not worth it.
Right.
But, you know, are the Sabres so disadvantaged that they feel like that's just necessary to do? I don't know. Like, it doesn't shake me to think that he might not be kept. Because I think if you could turn him into someone 5 years younger that is close to the same player, you would do it. And that's just, you know, that's just me as somebody that is not attached to anyone here.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? Like, I know the story and I like the player, but I'm just, this is what we were told the morning guys were saying the other day. Trade anybody you want. I mean, make it good. Make it maybe for once, unlike the Utah trade, and I'm not meaning this as a criticism, but in general, like, trade for somebody that we can be excited about.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is that possible?
I want to try to take a run at answering your questions. Are they so disadvantaged as to have to overpay him? Yes. Yes, I think they absolutely are. I said earlier this week, and I wasn't just trying to be dramatic, like if he wants, like if he doesn't want to work with them, even like if it's got to be the max and they're going to balk at that and they lose the face of wants to be here, see it through, all that stuff, grew up with an Afinik Genov jersey in his closet, turn the lights out. You just cannot continue to have any, I mean, they barely have credibility as it is. I just feel like that would be symbolically, like there is a point. Like, I guess what I'm telling you is, yeah, I'm willing to eat it for half of that contract just to avoid that. Try to fix this before it becomes a problem that he's not here and you have another top six forward to replace. You know, I mean, they tried to turn Dylan Cousins into something, and literally the whole production of the 2025-26 season might depend on Josh Norris playing 75 games. Like, he's getting $8.5 million. He's their number one center. That has to work. So trading Tuck for someone who's Tuck but younger, I don't even know if that's realistic, because the inheriting team is then going to have to pay Alex Tuck what he's worth. And we'll have the same problem the Sabres may have doing that with the long-range vision of it. And I don't know that I'm ready to trust them to even make a deal that would get them that guy that doesn't have a bunch of disclaimers on, oh, well, he's had 3 shoulder surgeries or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, Tuck might be in the most blank check position a hockey player has ever been in.
Well, he's not that good, you know? Like, just, you wanted the Sabres to show some pride when it came to Peterka. Like, keep your dignity.
Mm-hmm.
How about no? You want to move? You're not happy? You're 23. Shut up. How about no? Can't that apply here? I mean, he's good, but we're not treating you like you're going to the Hall of Fame. And we have to pay you top dollar just because no one else will play here. Whatever the numerous points might be in that mm-hmm. argument. I don't know. I'm not going to campaign for it. I just know that the way I feel as a fan, I'm indifferent. I'm largely indifferent. Can you be large? Can you be some percentage less than 100 indifferent? Whatever that is, whatever that word would be. I mean, that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about everybody over there. I think you can't name for me a move that would really upset me or whatever, something more dramatic than that is. If they traded Dahlin for a draft pick, obviously that's insane. That won't happen, right? That won't happen, so that would upset me. But any sort of realistic, bigger version of Paterka, yeah. someone more established that, you know, you just, for whatever reason, thought you were better off without. It's not like that anymore for me.
Well, you're talking, I think, common sense. And I don't know if it applies.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, question.
And that's not even like really, it's a shot at the organization. But the position that they're in, I don't think they have the luxury of being able to treat Alex Tuch objectively and fairly from a, you know, pros and cons, right? A cost-benefit analysis. It's just, you're good right now, and you're from here, kind of, and you're really emblematic of a program that we've been selling. Not to great reviews, of course, but still, I just think they can't afford to not re-sign him. So it probably, I'm bracing for it to be an onerous contract. I think there's almost no way it won't be. You know, unless he is just agreeable to, you know, something less.
Something shorter.
Yeah, something shorter. Maybe shorter for bigger money.
Yeah,
fine. But, you know, are they...
That I would not criticize.
But that will push them closer to whatever their cap is, which is a problem, you know, that could impact your ability to get another guy to be, you know, a top six forward.
Right, because that I would not criticize because it might be a sign that they're willing to spend up. It probably isn't, but then, like, that's allowed. You're allowed to spend more than they do.
Yeah.
And if it just happens that they spend all the way to the cap and keep him and are not set up for, you know, probably somewhat, maybe not quite disastrous mm-hmm. later years, but not good either, that's fine. That's, I think, what's called for here. But they'd have to be willing to make that investment.
Yeah. Like, I wonder, 5 years, $40 million. Like, I wonder if that could get it done. Like an $8 million. I have not even looked at what his, you know, SpotTrack estimated value. I don't know if Mike even does that for hockey players. I know often for football players, I like that tool on that site, like, you know, market worth. But 30 goal scorer, you know, good two way player, got Selke votes. That's probably an $8 million hockey player objectively in the league.
Yep,
right
fine,
now.
Fine.
So
I'm okay there, I think. Tony's with us. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Two things come to mind as I listen to you talk. We'll start with Alex Tuch. I'm just kicking that can down the road 100%. I'm not going to feel, you know, obligated for the extension because of, you know, losing him for nothing. I'm still protected by, you know, having the trade deadline and things like that. And we'll just kind of see where we are at that point. And if we can take a run at it or the season's going well, and he wants to be a part of the team that breaks the streak, and that we'll talk to him, you know, pre-July 1 next year. The other thing, is Bulldog, you just talked about the Norris contract, and it was interesting when you just said, hey, he's your number one center. And I don't know that I've ever looked at him that way because I'm always coupling Kulik with with Thompson. But let's just say for a minute that he can play up to that, you know, mm-hmm. even for 60, 65. I start to look at the middle a lot differently when I say, hey, you know, my middle two centers are Kulik and McLeod. Not bad.
Yeah.
Right? So if I take myself away from my top two centers are Kalik and Norris. And I moved myself to, my middle two are Kalik and McLeod. Holy cow, what a difference that feels like, man.
Yeah, Norris is such, I feel like he's very easy to forget about. Because, you know, he was in that trade. The season kind of circled the drain. And he only played three games and then was injured, which has been his history. But the commitment is huge there. Like, there's no way they're not counting on that. It's part of the reason why, for me, like, you made that deal, you're counting on it. It's part of the reason I wasn't eager to go get Marco Rossi from Minnesota, because of the point Tony just makes. One of the strengths of this team right now, asterisk on Norris because of the injury, but they line up ideally. Like, they're all set at center. They even got Kozak in reserve if they need it, who can play a fourth line role, I think, pretty comfortably. So I'm not looking to fill that hole, but Norris is such a, it's just such a risk. You just don't know how much you can count on it. Like, you're, you know, any hiccup there away from Thompson having to play center again. And I don't know how much Lindy Ruff is going to love that if it comes to that. But Norris has to be factored into everything they're doing here. They gave up Cousins to make that happen, and he is under contract for a massive number. He's the highest paid forward on the team.
And we have no idea how he plays, really, other than watching him for Ottawa.
Right.
Just didn't really happen. What, two games?
Three, I think.
Three games?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. Here's Adam next. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
So I have a weird theory. Hear me out. I feel like Terry Pegula is setting this team up to trade them. Or sell them? Yeah. Like, the little updates he did on the arena, like the new scoreboard, the new roof, it doesn't feel good. Like, I remember watching this team when I was a kid, and they were killing it, and it's not good. It's not good anymore.
Well, I have no idea if you're right, and I'm not even sure I would mind. So,
provided the team stays here.
I don't know what to say. You could certainly guess anything you want like that. I don't know if it's true, and I don't think I would even mind, necessarily. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.